Good morning. A weak disturbance shearing off to our north is responsible for bringing a few clouds overnight across the region. In fact, the cloud cover actually kept the temperatures up a bit in interior New York and New England, and most places are starting off in the 40s this morning, some 30s where the sky's cleared out for a while. Another storm system will shear off to our south through the mid-Atlantic region today. The combination of the two systems will produce a mix of sun and clouds over us, but that will not stop our temperatures from climbing through the 40s and 50s and averaging near 60 for afternoon highs today. Skies will be mostly clear with high pressure building in tonight. We'll have areas of fog developing late at night, and temperatures will drop into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This is only the beginning of an unseasonably mild stretch of weather, which will be over top of us for the better part of the week. A big ridge of high pressure over the eastern part of the country will produce mostly sunny skies tomorrow and allow temperatures to reach the mid-60s, with a southwest wind flow developing and high pressure in control both aloft and at the surface Wednesday. We'll get into the upper 60s, even near 70 in some spots. And right now it looks like we'll have a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. We'll watch a system along the coast that could bring some more clouds our way. That still, though, will not stop temperatures from getting well into the 60s. The next front, not scheduled to arrive until Friday, but when it does come through, we'll have a good chance at a few showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy Friday afternoon, still in the mid-60s. Then, behind the front as we dry it out with a northwest breeze Saturday, back into the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds, and a return to full sunshine, although cooler on Sunday with highs around 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that area of low pressure located over the central Gulf Coast will lift toward the Carolina coast today, bringing heavy rain and thunderstorms along with it. The highest rainfall totals today will be over the Carolinas, where 2 to 4 inches is forecast. Flash flooding may occur with this system, and flash flood watches have been issued from the Florida Panhandle into the western Carolinas. And some of the higher elevations of the Northern Rockies and Great Basin will transition from rain to snow this afternoon. Then snow levels will fall as an upper-level trough moves inland. The highest points of the Sierras, the Wasatch, and Central Rockies could see accumulations up to 1 foot. The Tetons, the Beartooth, the Bridgers, and the Crazies of Wyoming and Montana could see snow amounts of 10 to 20 inches with isolated amounts up to 2 feet. Winter storm warnings are in effect. And Cyclone Chapala is expected to make landfall in Yemen in the next 24 hours. Chapala has winds of 120 miles per hour. While it is expected to weaken before landfall in the next 24 hours, massive amounts of rain are expected in one of the most water-stressed countries of the world, potentially causing catastrophic flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 28 degrees, with a west wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 36, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 19 at Eagle Nest, New Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 52, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.02 inch of rain yesterday, that's the total so far for the month of November, which is 0.09 inch below average, and 33.25 inches for the year, which is 0.01 inch above normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 13, that's 8 below average, and 521 for the season, which is 145 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 82, set in 1950, and the record low, 19, set in both 2002 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m., 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with highs in the mid-50s. mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm, mid-60s. Mostly sunny and warm Wednesday, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, just the risk of a shower closer to the coast, though. Highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mid-60s on Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, leading to cooler weather on Saturday. Back to normal in the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds and a northwest breeze, and mostly sunny with highs near 50 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.